Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Encryption has been much in the news of late. Encryption, simply put, enables a message to be sent with no one other than the sender and receiver able to understand that message. All of us use encryption every day when we order from an online store or do our banking online, or when we go to many sites on the web. Increasingly, we're noticing that sites we go to begin with HTTPS rather than simply HTTP. The extra S stands for secure. Encryption also makes it possible for individuals to send messages to one another that no one without the key to unlock the encryption can understand. In the post-Snowden era, companies, including giants like Apple and Google, are enabling encryption on the phones they sell, for example, so that even the companies cannot decrypt the messages that users send to one another. And it's this latter kind of encryption that has governments concerned. In this country, the Director of National Intelligence, Mr. Clapper, recently testified before Congress, delivering his worldwide threat assessment, and encryption was on the menu. Over in Great Britain, the government is proposing a revision of the Investigatory Powers Act, commonly referred to by non-government folks as the Snooper's Charter, which would make it mandatory that those who sell software in Great Britain that uses encryption must be able to decrypt user messages upon government demand. The same is true in France. And in several U.S. states, for example, New York and California, individual lawmakers have introduced legislation that would prohibit selling any device in their states whose messages could not be decrypted. The motivation behind all these activities is fear on the part of governments that potential criminal activity might, in the words of FBI Director James Comey, go dark. He cites the usual justification of unattractive bogeymen such as child pornographers and terrorists, who might use encryption to keep their communication secret from the government, as a reason for the government being able to read anyone's messages. The solution, according to law enforcement and intelligence officials, and more than a few of the current batch of technologically non-expert would-be presidential candidates, is to demand that software companies put backdoors into their software, so that government authorities can have access to the content of encrypted messages. Mr. Comey hates the term backdoor, as does Home Secretary Theresa May in Great Britain. Backdoor just sounds so sneaky. Mr. Comey says that he wants, quote, a front door for law enforcement, end quote, though what that means technologically is not particularly clear. In any event, all of this activity surrounding encryption and claims of, quote, going dark, has prompted several recent reports by non-governmental experts on the desirability of limiting the power of encryption. One is entitled, quote, Don't Panic, Making Progress on the Going Dark Debate, end quote. It was released in early 2016 by the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University, and it's freely available on the center's website. Over a dozen experts from all parts of society gathered to discuss the issue of encryption and security. It's a very informative read. From that report, quote, Although we were not able to unanimously agree upon the scope of the problem or the policy solution that would strike the best balance, we take the warnings of the FBI and others at face value. Conducting certain types of surveillance has, to some extent, become more difficult in light of technological challenges. Nevertheless, we question whether the, quote, going dark metaphor accurately describes the state of affairs. Are we really headed to a future in which our ability to effectively surveil criminals and bad actors is impossible? We think not. Short of a form of government intervention in technology that appears contemplated by no one outside of the most despotic regimes, communication channels resistant to surveillance will always exist. End quote. Meanwhile, over in Europe, the European Union Agency for Network and Information Security, known as ENISA, produced a report in February of 2016 with a similar conclusion and offered several recommendations. Quote, policymakers, one, should refrain from limiting in any way security features of computer software. Two, should refrain from limiting in any way the export of security features in computer software. Three, should consider lifting any and all existing limitations for security features in computer software. End quote. Why those recommendations? In part because, quote, future advances in cryptology and computing power might turn any mechanism that is specifically designed for law enforcement into a vulnerability that can be explored by criminal and terroristic organizations. Lastly, it's likely that restricting the use of cryptography in commercial products will damage the EU-based IT industry. End quote. Back on this side of the Atlantic, several security researchers decided to see whether a ban on cryptography software in this country, or in a particular state, could stop encryption even if such laws were passed. Among the things they reported in early February 2016 are these facts. Quote, we have identified 865 hardware or software products incorporating encryption from 55 different countries. This includes 546 encryption products from outside the U.S., representing two-thirds of the total. Of the 546 foreign encryption products we found, 56% are available for sale and 44% are free. 66% are proprietary and 34% are open source. We identified 587 entities, primarily companies, that either sell or give away encryption products. Of those, 374, or about two-thirds, are outside the U.S., end quote. In other words, good luck keeping anyone who wants to use encryption from using it. Prohibit selling devices that use encryption from Apple or Google in New York? People will go make their purchases in New Jersey. Make it unlawful to produce non-decryptable software in the U.S. or Great Britain, people will download software from Germany or Thailand, and large companies will buy their security software there as well. So, if, as it seems when listening to security experts rather than government officials or presidential candidates, trying to put backdoors into encryption software and devices is not a very practical or desirable path, what are government, law enforcement, and intelligence agencies to do to make their surveillance efforts effective? Mr. Clapper, Director of National Security, made it very clear. And we'll look into the next great area for digital surveillance right here on a future edition of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.